Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rod Stewart bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Morag Barrett is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. Outstanding book. I encourage you to find wherever books are sold. It's some of the things we're talking about today in her visit with us. She's the founder and the CEO of Sky Team. Sky with a Y, team.com is the website. Morag, thanks again for being here. We talked earlier in the previous segment about how to disengage from people when you're networking. And a lot of people, as I said, might think that's kind of elementary, but it actually is a device, a skill that you need to learn how to do, because otherwise you won't be effective in a networking event. But let's talk about some other networking etiquette elements, Morag. Here's one I'll get started with that bugs me. I don't go up and interrupt people when I see that they're having a conversation. If I want to meet you and I see that you're having a conversation with somebody and you're obviously back and forth, I'll stand nearby, I'll watch you, and whenever the conversation seems to lull, I'll go over and walk up. But I won't do it while you're talking. So here I am, I'm waiting my turn. I'm waiting to try to be respectful and not rude. And here comes another person, comes blowing right by me and walks up to these people as if whatever they were saying is not important, not as important as them. That makes me really angry.
Yeah, well, that's tough, and it can be hard, especially in a busy event, because maybe I didn't see you. I didn't realize that you're standing off to the side is actually you're hovering and waiting to speak to somebody.
But what about the two people speaking? What if there's nobody hovering? It's you and me, and we're having a great conversation. This other person walks up and basically just takes away the conversation.
Well, there you go. So if you are in a small group, here is my advice, is be aware of your surroundings. Now, it means you're not gazing over the shoulder of everybody else and looking at the room more than you are listening to the conversation, but pay attention to the people around you. And if somebody like Jim does come up and is obviously hovering, then please, please do open up the circle and let them join in, unless, of course, you truly are having a confidential conversation that only the two of you can have in that moment. But be welcoming. Smile, make eye contact, step back and let them into the circle so that they can join and listen. Mm-hmm. And then they're ready to talk to you when that conversation ends.
Well, see, I don't like the idea of, I don't like saying I'm hovering. I like saying I'm watching. See, that's the difference. That sounds better. I'm watching. But no, seriously, you know, you've got somebody you wanted to meet and they keep having, you know, somebody else keeps getting in there before them, before you get in there, you're kind of watching for them. It happens in networking events. But all I'm getting at is, folks, look around you. Check your position. See what's going on before you barge in somewhere. I don't think that's good networking practices. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly missed you, and so therefore it potentially damaged that relationship. The key is, has anybody else noticed? But yes, being polite, waiting our turn, not just being rude and interrupting an existing conversation, or a line that might be forming to meet with the high-powered guest. It's certainly something that you should pay attention to.
Yeah. What else do we need to know about networking etiquette?
Well, networking etiquette, I say stay clear of the food tray and the buffet. The problem
that's just crazy talk.
I know it's crazy talk, but bear with me, Jim. Bear with me. There's a method to the madness. But the problem is when we arrive, we make a beeline, maybe to get a glass of water, to get the beer, to get the wine, whatever it is, a drink, just something to do with our hands. And then, of course, the food arrives and we think, oh, I've got to eat. Now you've got a glass in one hand and you've got a plate of food in the other. and you may even have a mouthful of whatever it is, just as the person you wanted to speak to comes up, you now can't shake hands, you can't give them a card, you can't speak. So my advice is avoid the buffet to start with so that you can move around the room more easily, introduce yourself and start those conversations. And if you remember in our first segment, we were talking about how can you disengage, then I would say you can use it later on as an excuse to get out of a conversation by saying, Jim, I did want to go and get some of those snacks before they cleared them away. Would you excuse me?
Then you
can make a beeline.
Have you tried the quiche? It looks yummy.
Exactly. Or what are you eating there? Is it nice? Would you mind? I'm going to go and get a plate.
Can I get someone to bring you one back?
Oh, yeah, there's another one. You see, and that's another way to break into a circle. When you see somebody chatting, you can always say, apologies, sorry to interrupt. May I get you a drink while you finish this conversation? Mm-hmm. And then you can go and get it, bring it back, and now you're front of the line in order to hand that over and continue your conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, sometimes the other person may be just as ready to end as you. They just don't know how to do it either. You might be doing them a favor.
Exactly. Whether you're starting or stopping a conversation, please help a fellow networker out, especially those like me who may find the idea of starting small talk a little intimidating. Please do come.
But by all means, regardless of what other skill levels you have, go to networking events, right?
Indeed. You can't be successful in business unless you're successful cultivating your winning relationships.
Cultivate the power of winning relationships by Morag Barrett. Sky Team with a Y, skyteam.com is the website. Morag, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. M-O-R-A-G is how you spell her first name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.